It's Niamh here on Community Hour here on Ross FM, and a new initiative, which is called Eco Rangers, is aimed at getting kids outdoors and aware of their surroundings and being able to identify the flora and fauna and wildlife that's all around them. So joining me on the line to discuss this programme, which is aimed at primary schools and especially calling out to primary schools in County Roscommon, is Sarah Byrne, Corporate Brand Manager with Bord na Mona. So hi Sarah, how are you today?
Great, thanks very much for the call.
Okay, so first of all, can you tell us a bit more about the Eco Rangers programme?
So Eco Rangers is a schools initiative that we're running in primary schools at the moment, and the aim of it is to encourage children to get back out into nature.
Okay, very good. And it really is just to kind of keep them away, I suppose, from the screens and the gaming and kind of, I suppose, being on the laptop and all that kind of thing, to kind of
exactly.
Get them outdoors and be aware of their environment.
Yeah, we're finding that it's such a technology-driven world and kids are stuck to their iPods and their phones. And what we're trying to do is, during school hours, to get back outdoors in a healthy, fun and an enjoyable way, and just get out and explore and observe what's around them.
Okay. And I suppose in terms of then, it's aimed at primary school students and primary schools and teachers in the region and also in Roscommon.
That's it. We have 9 primary schools signed up at the moment, which is a fantastic sign up for Roscommon, and we're really excited to see what the schools get up to. So once they get out and do a nature walk, they can upload what they found onto our Eco Rangers website for the communities and the parents to see.
Okay,
so it's a great way of recording what they find when they go out on their nature walks.
Okay. And I suppose, how do they get involved then if they're interested in primary schools are interested in getting involved with the programme, Sarah?
If they log on to our Eco Rangers website, there's a contact us section, and if they send us an email, we can send out the packs and we can register their details and get them involved.
Okay, very good. And is it just kind of schools and teachers that have to do this, or can parents get involved in the programme as well?
I suppose the hope is that during school times, the school kids and the teachers go out and they do their nature walk, or we like to call it an eco safari. And then on that nature walk, they can do tree rubbings and maybe drawings, or take pictures of what they find and map the area that they've done. And then by uploading it onto the website, parents can see what the kids are up to and maybe encourage the kids to bring them on those walks at the weekends.
Okay.
And ultimately what we hope is that this creates a guardianship, so that the kids become guardians of where they go on their nature walks, and that they protect that and they look after it, and that the parents encourage that behaviour.
Okay, very good. And you mentioned there as well, the parents, can they view then the progress of their child, what they upload and stuff as well onto the site?
Yeah, what we're hoping is that the schools will go out at the different seasons and, I suppose, record what they're seeing in winter versus summer, and that they will then come home and show the parents. So it's a great opportunity for the parents to see what they've found. Kids are really creative, and some of the drawings and pictures that we've been getting in are fantastic. And it's a great way to show the parents and get the parents and the community involved, and for them to see what's been tracked in County Roscommon. And it's a way for them to see walks that maybe they weren't familiar with and do with the kids at the weekends.
Okay, and I understand there's a few schools that already are taking part in this programme from County Roscommon at the moment.
Yeah, we have 9, which is amazing. And the great thing about that is that when you log on to the website, you can search for County Roscommon and you can see what those schools are up to.
Oh, very good.
So we are encouraging the teachers who maybe are part of the programme so far to get on and upload anything that they've found. The kids love to take pictures of what they've seen and draw things that they've seen, and then at least the parents can see those as well.
Okay, very good. And just in terms of then, in the information pack, is there kind of information with regards identifying different kind of species, or, you know, different types of trees, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we have worked with an agency to create lesson plans that are very much tied to the school curriculum. So there's no extra work for the teachers. They're actually doing this already. And we've just brought it into a more fun, enjoyable way. The kids can do quizzes and learn about plants and flora and fauna and the animals. And as I say, they're doing it in school anyway. We're just giving them new tools to just have a bit more fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. And in terms of then primary schools, is there kind of a future plan to kind of extend it to maybe secondary schools?
At the moment, because we're very much in our first year of fully rolling out the programme, we're focused on the awards this year. So we want to recognise the efforts of the schools that have taken part this year. We would love to roll it out into secondary school. That is the ambition, but we're very focused on primary schools at the moment and populating the map of Ireland with a lot of eco-safaris and loads of information that other schools can then look at and benefit from.
That's great. And you mentioned there are awards. Is there going to be some kind of certificates handed out? Or?
Yes, so we have awards criteria going out to all the schools. They can enter for bronze, silver and gold, and they can send in scrapbooks and they can upload the work that they've done or create a video, and then we'll create a short list of schools. Everyone who takes part in the awards will get a cert, and then we'll have an award ceremony in Loughborough Discovery Park and invite schools to come and enjoy a day out and recognition for the work that they've done and to come home with an award.
Okay, that all sounds really, really great. So you mentioned there, is it from starting, I suppose, from the school year, like September, right through until about June?
Exactly. That's the hope, that they get out in autumn and then hopefully, because we know the schools are very busy, ideally they get out twice. But if they can get out at four times in the year and look at the four seasons, that would be fantastic.
Okay, very good. And I suppose finally then, Sarah, for anyone who wants to go and maybe find more information, maybe a parent or a teacher, how can they get more information on this?
All the information is on the website, ecorangers.ie. We have fantastic videos for parents and teachers to have a look at and get a better understanding of the programme. And as I said, there's a contact us section there, and we can get back to any schools or parents who want a little bit more information.
Okay, that's perfect. Thanks, Sarah, for joining me on the line.
Great. Thanks very much.